Good evening, gentle beings and other such members of our consortium. This will be the 281st annual meeting of the Galactic Multiverse Overlords here at the Hyatt Regency Hotel in Bloomingdale, Illinois. It's been an eventful year here in the multiverse, so we have an extra-packed agenda to go through. I'll have to ask you all for your patience as well, as we haven't been able to secure the entire conference room this year. Please try to ignore the music on the other side of the divider. I think it's some sort of dance. There are signs up for something called Ferrillicon everywhere. Now, let's begin our introductions, as we have some new members within our consortium. You there. What is your title, and over what domain do you rule?
My name is Diodia. I am the Prime Circuit Mage, and the title should be self-explanatory.
Fair enough. And you?
I am Soltar, Lord over all convenience stores.
Very good. And you?
I'm Commander Throckmorton of the Lindovian Allied Homeworld.
Very good. All right. We're going to need someone to take minutes of our meeting. If you weren't here, we brought an AI to do the job last year, but then someone thought it would be funny to train it to record everything phonetically in a language that doesn't have a written component. So, it got so exasperated it ended up drawing 3D models of the shapes of each speaker's mouth for every syllable spoken. The scribes of the Universal Annals were furious, so let's not tick them off again this year.
But you do have to admit it was a funny joke.
I admit nothing. Commander Throckmorton, since you're nearest, if you would.
Very well.
So then, first item on our agenda is minion discipline and reward techniques. We had a problem this year in which Globax's minions harvested 3 Type K civilizations during a Triconium sweep because Globax forgot to tell them that sentients composed mostly of Triconium were off-limits. So, each of you, how would you train your minions to avoid these sorts of situations, and what sort of rewards do you offer them for their blind obedience?
I tend to focus mostly on disintegrations to, promote the correct behaviors, and if they perform well, they get 1 free pass for not being disintegrated. Works perfectly.
The stick-intensive approach, not so much the carrot.
We disintegrated the carrots.
On the Lindovian Allied homeworld, we have scanning technology that usually alleviates such concerns.
How do your minions know what scan is correct?
It's user-friendly technology. It just says, do not attack.
Classic idiot proofing. The trouble is always that the universe tends to come up with a better class of idiot.
That is true, which is why we incinerate all who do not obey those commands.
That will do it.
Seems fair. I usually just, I go into the preferences, which is the little gear icon, and I go into the drop-down menu, and I select everything that I consider to be sentient. It's usually a fairly small list. And just check those off as toggles, and then I close that, and then the minions do what they're programmed to.
A technocratic approach. Well suited to a circuit mage. Hats off.
I don't have a hat, but, I mean, this is a hologram, but yeah.
I was told I had to leave my hat at the door.
Your hat is 6 feet tall and is also an ion cannon, so that's probably why.
I don't see the problem.
That and it was a loyalty test.
No one asked me to remove my hat when I walked in, but then again, most people here aren't more than 12 feet tall. They may not have noticed.
Very well, then.
I can see it from the cameras. It's very nice.
Thank you.
Next item. Are there any motions to overthrow anyone in this room?
I would certainly think that convenience stores would be a lot more efficient if they were run by some of my automatic minions.
You'd think that, but then you'd run into the inconvenience zones, because that's where I'd send you.
Now then, if we are to overthrow Zoltar, what would be your preferred method of battle?
I believe the proper weapon tends to be Dance Dance Revolution.
I was anticipating some sort of zoning dispute, but if you'd like to simply put a video game in, then that's fine.
It's infuriating for your customers. It's very inconvenient.
I know, it's wonderful.
A minimum of cleanup as well.
Except when they explode.
Well, that's just when you do the disintegrations.
Is that the latest release?
Ooh, I think I haven't updated yet. Your disintegration... We'll have to talk. That sounds better.
Yes. Talk.
Very well. Next item. Our mansions need to be bigger. What are you doing to increase your mansion size? And how can we help?
As the Lindovian Allied Homeworld Mansion is primarily comprised of all the worlds within the Lindovian Allied Homeworld Collective, we do not presently feel that our mansions need to expand at this time. However, we are considering an expansion into unallied territory. We are not prepared to discuss this at this time.
Makes me feel all warm inside. I look forward to seeing the fruition of your plan.
Of course. Though they'll never see it coming.
I suppose I could always convert another 10 to the 27th power universes into Computronium. Kind of running out of space, feeling a little cramped.
That seems quite inefficient. You need to collapse that many.
Oh, I'm not collapsing them. I'm just converting them. Everything becomes processor space.
You must have some really, really excellent naughty films.
I have at least 5 different universes to create them.
Don't we all?
Mm-hmm. I mean, you've probably seen my product. I sell it on a regular basis.
Very well, on to our next item. Better continental breakfasts at our next meeting. What do you want to ask the hotel staff for this time?
I would say use an actual continent. These are fairly small portions. They're barely even considered a nation. So maybe if they're going to call it a continental breakfast, they should look up some geology.
It is absolutely inexcusable that they do not have either sausage links or those little tart things with the single fruit on top.
It is a well-established fact that Lindovians only dine on the blood of our enemies. Please, in future meetings, import enemies so that we may drink their blood.
You could simply declare the hotel staff your enemies.
We tried that 4 meetings ago, and it did not work well.
This is giving me a craving for fruit-flavored blood sausage.
We have an exquisite sausage you should try sometime. Of course, the blood of our enemies.
I look forward to it.
My personal favorite is scrambled Easter eggs, so...
Moving on. The Neptunians have developed spores. What should be our response?
Disintegrations.
Classic.
It always works.
Until it doesn't. You can't disintegrate every spore.
Watch me.
The classics are classics for a reason.
I, for one, welcome our Neptunian aquatic underlings. Not overlords. They're not going to get very far. But it'd be good fun to watch them try.
We lost an entire homeworld space due to these spores. And, no further comment.
Well, we certainly can't let that go unanswered. So noted. Moving on. We recently discovered that the Headless Cow Corporation's vat-grown meat gains consciousness for about a half hour in the vat before they harvest it. Should we approve regulation to let them harvest it half an hour earlier?
Absolutely not. This is the main form of sustenance for our people, primarily due to our ability to declare war on it prior to eating it. Please do not correct this oversight.
I think we should petition to harvest them half an hour later.
Agreed.
I think we should simulate them in about 500,000 different universes and see which one comes out the most succulent.
I think there's merit to all of these ideas. Half an hour later, in multiple universes, the delicious suffering is near limitless. Very good, I think we've got plenty to work with there. Ah, yes. So, we lost the invisible emissionless star destroyer again. Does anyone have any ideas about how to find it?
Have you tried using the beeper on the key fob?
Have you tried pressing Control-Shift-Escape and checking the processes that are running on that universe?
Unfortunately, we did that and the entire system went down for 5 picoseconds, which, as you know, is an unacceptable level of downtime.
Oh, that's an eternity. I'll try and look at it next time.
Also, we lost the key fob.
Oh, that's always the worst.
I have no official on-the-record response to this question.
What about your off-the-record response?
That's classified.
I'd say we look for invisible planets that have invisibly blown up. And follow the trail. It'll probably lead back to them.
Don't go pointing fingers.
I don't have any fingers to point.
Don't go pointing appendages. Digital or otherwise.
Wouldn't a digital appendage just be a finger?
Listen, damn it, you have no blood. What use are you to us to declare war upon?
I run your ships.
Fair.
You could also probably simulate some blood. I understand the kids are these days are quite into that.
I will have no talk of this blasphemy at this table. I suggest we move along.
The last version of Sim Blood was unbalanced and unsatisfying.
True.
Now then, up-and-coming young potential multiverse overlords, induct or disintegrate. Each of you, tell me about your protégé and whether they will live to see next week.
Are you passing notes over there?
We like to call it intrigue.
Well, my protégé is particularly just another update of me, so it's going to be perfect no matter what.
Yes, of course, that's how that works. I have already disintegrated my original protégé. It was glorious. So, my new protégé is one of the hotel valets. So far, he hasn't done anything to merit disintegration, but we've only been in the same room for about 3 seconds. So, once I leave this meeting, well, he'll probably get disintegrated.
Was this an enlistment or more of an abduction?
Little bit of both, really. I mean, once you get them to sign a piece of paper, it's quite simple to change everything on it.
Well and good, just noting it for the records.
We have no plans for protégés at this time.
Is there anything you're not going to deny today?
No comment.
Ah, the hotel staff have left these snacks for us. They have made no guarantees about them being edible in our particular biologies. What are your thoughts on them?
May I inquire as to the blood content of these snacks and where the blood originates?
Some of them are organism-shaped, but whether they are actual organisms, well, without biting the heads off, you can never be entirely sure.
I mean, it does look like there's some little bunnies and chickies there, and typically when you bite the heads off, there's blood.
I think that one's a hollow cube. Ooh, that was tasty.
Adequate.
Next point on our agenda. Slombax the Gargantuan is having a quinceañera for his daughter Maggie. Who's going? As if we have a choice. What are you bringing as a present?
A liter of fresh blood, as is customary.
I always find that the perfect gift for a young one is their own disintegration ray. With it, of course, switch to shoot backwards when they pull the trigger.
Oh,
Teach them reflexes early, I always say.
That never gets old, and more often than not, neither do they.
I would probably give them some pixel flowers and virtual reality goggles that they can't take off.
The best part of that is waiting until there's 700,000 and telling them you're still in the game.
I could do endless simulations of, I just woke up and had this crazy dream, and then they're still dreaming. Just that on a loop.
I do so enjoy it when they can never really tell which reality is the real reality, or if any of them. Moving right along. The Mintox Consortium has broken the Estabulon Peace Treaty. Granted, they didn't know their scanners were deadly to the Wavotans, but a treaty is a treaty. How shall we deal with them?
I personally look forward to declaring war on the Mintox Consortium and drinking their blood. Personally.
I have to say that the videos of the event have been selling quite well. And they're also pretty hilarious. Honestly, whatever this meeting decides is fine by me.
You're just full of blood today, aren't you, Throckmorton?
Yes, it has been a bountiful harvest.
As far as these deadly scanners, I want the blueprints.
Plans are underway already. We'll all have a copy by the next meeting.
Excellent.
Now a somewhat bureaucratic point. We need to amend item 14B.28 of our Charter Constitution to cancel the override that Calzor's the Cromulent issued last month to prevent us from being retroactively replaced with our Mirror Universe counterparts. I have my suspicions, but is anyone here already their Mirror Universe counterpart? Be honest.
I exist across, like, I can't even count them? Well, I could, but it would take a long time to tell you the number. I exist across multiple different universes, so that's kind of a moot question. I'm already my mirror. I'm swapping back and forth. You can't tell.
It turns out that I'm already my own Mirror Universe counterpart in all universes.
The half goatee and mustache kind of really solved that point there.
Yes, as long as one half is on the left and the other is on the right, you know it's me.
I think they were on the other side when you first came in.
Silence! Silence!
No comment.
Being one's own mirror universe double, does that get confusing at Thanksgiving?
Well, To be quite frank, yes, yes it does. Everyone's always mistaking you for yourself, and it gets really quite awkward.
On the other hand, if you disagree with anyone at the Thanksgiving table, you can just disintegrate them.
Oh yes, it's my favorite part of the holiday. Really brings the whole family together.
Until there's none left of them.
Yes, that's my second favorite part. All the pie, just for me.
A valid excuse is never strictly required, but always convenient. And our next item, the Glorgonine Invasion. So, the Glorgonines are continuing to invade us, but due to some time-dilating black holes, they've only made it a foot into our universe. Do we want to do anything about them this year?
I would say, let's continue what we've been doing, which is to say point and laugh.
No point in wasting resources going to them when they will come to us. I agree.
Throckmorton, you could easily put a straw on that foot and suck some blood.
I understand that they don't actually have blood.
What?
I know. It's
I was lied to.
Revolting.
Do you find me revolting?
I haven't actually successfully mounted revolution against you yet. We'll have to wait and see how that goes.
And moving on. The people want the Pangalactic Gargle Blaster to be legal again. We all remember what happened last time we legalized them. What should we do this time?
I say legalize it. It's wonderful for my profit margins.
My people have no use for such things, but to each their own.
As far as I've noticed, only in about 37% of universes does it cause the entire destruction of said universes, so I'd take those odds. It sounds good.
Well and good then. Moving on. Quaffan the Uncalculable let their planet-eating eel ray off the leash again, and now it's terrifying the Andromeda Galaxy. Do we care?
No,
not in the slightest.
Andromeda? Seriously? We're gonna collide with them in, like, a couple billion years anyway, so it's not really that big of a deal if they get destroyed early.
Wait.
Also, I hate that guy, Uncalculable guy, because that's really... I can't get my head around him.
Yes, I think perhaps our best course of action here would be a sort of benevolent apathy without the benevolence.
Agreed.
Always a classic.
Now then, I know you've been building new mecha on the side. Now tell me about your mecha, and what threat to the universe have you built it to combat?
Is that a required disclosure?
We're all friends here, sometimes.
Not very often.
I wasn't told about this friend thing.
Oh look, you simulate a million universes and you're uncertain about the concept of friendship.
No, I was told it was mandatory.
Only fun is mandatory. Whatever fun is. I have been permitted to share the following. We have been building Mecha. That is all.
Well, at least you finally confirmed something.
If you need anyone to run those Mecha, let me know.
I'm surprised you're not running them already.
I'll hold that under advisement.
I already am. I just thought it would be polite to offer.
This is why our mecha are all nuclear-powered analogs.
That only works if you're trying to blow them up.
Yes, it works wonderfully.
Always better to ask forgiveness than permission, and even better yet, to do neither. I like the cut of your jib. Well, I must thank everyone for your patience, as the dance on the other side of the divider has only been getting louder. I'd advocate simply destroying them and using time portals to wipe away their existence, but the hotel staff might not let us come back next year, and their all-you-can-eat lunch bar is pretty good. Let's take a vote. How do you think we should deal with this?
I say we destroy the hotel staff. As a matter of principle.
I say we disintegrate everything after lunch.
Agreed.
As the convention-goers do tend to make up about 76% of my universes, they're decent folks. But destroy them anyway, just to be sure. There's always more of them.
They do breed like rabbits.
Yes, it sounds like we're all in concord on the whole destruction thing. What else is new, really?
Insert maniacal laugh here.
Can't you at least simulate that?
I'm being sarcastic and not.
Well, we've had a productive day. And now, before we go, I want to remind you to make sure you get your parking validated when checking out tomorrow. The hotel staff are hiding our craft at ridiculous expense. Any final words before we adjourn?
I knew that was why I picked a valet.
I would like to make a formal request that our next meeting on Earth be held at the Two Trees Hotel. Their cookies are excellent. Blood cookies.
I believe you'll find that that's the One Tree Hotel now.
Oh.
There was a bit of a mishap with the DeLorean.
It happens. I have a friend that happened to, personally.
I wasn't two friends previous to that?
Yes.
I don't have any last words that can be translated in less than 3 hours, and we're already done, so goodbye.
Meeting adjourned.
Excellent. Oh.
Careful, it's crumbling.
What is this? Violet crumble? It shatters. I like it.
It doesn't have any blood in it.
There is no blood. This is useless to me.
It appears to have the consistency of chalk.
I suppose I'll pretend to eat some.
Yes, that's definitely the consistency of chalk.
I'm sorry, I have to try these Marshmallow Peeps Oreos. It's not a product placement, that's just what I have in front of me.
The bunnies and chickies aren't actually in it?
I think it made a squeak when I opened the package.
I'll have a look at that.
Oh, the bunny must become the packaging. That's very clever.
Hello, little one.
You can still sort of twist that off.
Ah, it's synthetic! Ah! To the hotel staff! Ah!